We suggest that you watch out.
For what, Arthur?
Can't mean us, Arthur.
Make it easy, Arthur, after all. We're trying to make our bread and butter down here, too, you know. So you make your money with station breaks after Kelly, but we just go on for half an hour. And it is a pleasure to be back here, too, I might say.
You can probably hear we have Ken and Bill back.
May you fall through that thing someday.
You can tell, friends, that I'm soft-hearted. Bob, I threatened to fire those two musical bums.
I heard
bums.
You threaten them one day while I was listening down there. Went all the way to Amarillo, Texas, and heard the show.
Good. You were way up there in Cohasset, too, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. I spent a while down there.
Uh-huh.
And now here I am back, and I see that you have the two Jockos back here with us.
Yeah, right? It's too bad. But what can you do?
And we have a new engineer. Where's Burgoyne? Has he left?
I don't know. I don't know where he... I think I fired him, too, in
Did
a
you?
Fit of frenzy Saturday.
You went hog wild.
I was firing everyone, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And this new boy I have in here comes to me with a fine recommendation.
Comes to me as a nasty.
Albeit
Has
singular.
He been here long?
No. As a matter of fact, he hasn't.
Has he had any radio experience whatsoever?
Well, technically, he's sound, Bob. He rode gain at a bingo game microphone for 2 or 3 years.
Down Nantasket?
Yeah, and that's his qualification. And
well,
notice...
that's qualification enough for anyone, yes, sirree.
He
You're
promised,
hired.
He promised that there won't be more than 4 or 5 feedback whistles during the whole half hour.
Okay, and if we get bingo, does he let us know?
If we get what, Bob?
If we get bingo or bino or whatever we're playing here. He will let us know by sounding the buzzer.
It's bingo we're playing.
We're playing bingo.
Yes.
All right.
Under the eye.
Yeah.
It's winking that eye and blinking.
Winking and blinking, so I tore out the other eye.
Oh, I'll die like a rat in here.
Yes?
So hot and muggy, Bob. Why don't you
it
take off that hair
warm.
Shirt, for goodness sake?
I'm not wearing a shirt.
Oh, excuse me. Well, go on up in the chandelier and I'll throw you some peanuts.
Okay.
Good afternoon, friends.
I'm here in connection with Mighty Joe Young.
How is Mighty Joe?
That came out. No, that's still here. That came out while I was on vacation, you know.
You missed it, Bob. One of the finest commercials ever penned for radio.
I heard part of it.
It was alive.
It was alive.
Mighty Joe Young.
It was the first commercial I've seen that really did live. It breathed, practically.
Boy.
Or froze or something.
It did. Mm-hmm. It breathed.
It had an air about it.
Certainly did. And I was leaning out of one of our windows here. One day last week, and a truck went by carrying a huge gorilla, saying Mighty Joe Young, and its arms and head were waving. Yeah. That's what Green was doing during his vacation.
You were doing that on your vacation. I'm surprised. I thought you'd take a complete rest. I went over to Green's house Friday night.
It's your own fault.
To see Hum and Strum on television.
Don't come to me for sympathy.
And, no Green. He's working, his wife said.
Oh, he's hungry, that Green.
So he probably told you fellas he was taking off for a whole week.
I knew he wouldn't.
And he was out...
Green is where the dollar is.
That's right.
And there's no doubting about it. Hey, Sammy Eisen dropped up.
I saw Sam in the elevator.
And,
I had to wait till he got out before I could get in.
He came in and bumped into me a little bit. I got a rather nasty bruise out of it, too, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that they had a banner crowd down at the casino.
All carrying flags, huh?
Yeah. Friday night and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they were the biggest two nights ever.
Isn't that swell?
That's right.
They are satisfied with our work, then, down there at Magnolia.
They're thrilled, Bob.
Good.
And they want to do something for us.
Is that why you're wearing that orchid? Did they send me one?
Sure. Yours is out in the water.
Oh, great.
Incidentally, I read somewhere where they're going to send a few deep-sea divers down right opposite the casino looking for the Hesperus. Do you know that?
They're not looking for the Hesperus.
Yes, they are.
No,
really.
They're not. Eisen dropped a quarter through the cool dance floor the other night.
Is that what they do?
That's what it is, and they've got to retrieve it.
Crying
he
out.
Hasn't slept a wink since.
I'd like to go down. I've never been into a deep sea diving suit.
No, I never have either.
I think I'd like to try that sometime.
It'd be a good thing for a day like today.
If any of you people have an old diver's uniform upstairs somewhere, and you won't be needing it for a week or so, why don't you send it along to me? I want to do a little deep sea diving.
Pack it up. Address it to Diver Suit, Box 10,
this
WHDH
station.
Boston.
And I want to get
it's
down.
It's our new way of diving.
Well, that's right. That's our new way of making friends with fish. We're going to go right down there and meet them halfway.
Sure.
It's the only way to do it.
And if you'd like our special book, How to Make Friends with Fish, Simply drop a penny postcard.
That's right. Or if you'd like to know how to deep sea dive, also send a card. We have a little pamphlet ready on just how to dive properly.
That we worked
deep
up
sea
during my vacation. We worked up a lot of things during my vacation.
Who's
we
that?
Have so many, you and I.
Oh, yes.
There's so many new offers coming up in the new fall series, which we'll be starting this
we
fall.
We have just thousands of good things that everyone would want to have in their house.
So don't miss a single day of this program.
David Harding, Counterman.
Now our orchestra under the direction of Fledermaus Wilson.
Go right ahead, man. That song play like that since you left.
They haven't lost any of their deft touch.
Well, they deft, certainly.
Deft, I mean.
That's right. But go right ahead. It's time now for.
Oh, wait, we've got Chesterfield's first, and then we still have that.
Well,
Chesterfield George. Over and over again. Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield.
Now, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Lump, and starring Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David.
Hi.
David and Linda have been separated 3 long years now. They've gone their separate ways, and little does either one know that they will meet very soon, possibly today. We're in Central City as our scene opens, the Romani Tea Room. David, seated alone in a corner, has just ordered a bowl of Zweiback in milk. He looks at the gypsy fortune teller sitting across the table from him and says, "Oh, gypsy fortune teller."
"Yes?"
"This isn't Zweiback and milk."
"Wait until I put my finger in it." "Yes, it is."
I never would have believed it.
"Yes.
Tell me, have you any news of her?"
"Who?"
"Her."
"Which one?"
"Of Linda."
"You mean..."
"Yes."
"Linda Lovely?"
"My betrothed."
"David,
betrothed.
Don't you recognize me?"
"I haven't seen Linda for 3 long years since
David,
we became separated."
"It's me. I was at the Zweibach.
Linda, I go through life looking for you and..."
"David, you're home."
"I look into empty faces."
"Oh,
and I...
David.
I never see yours."
"David."
"The emptiest of them all."
"Kiss me, my darling."
"You're..."
"Oh, David."
"You're Linda."
"Yes, that's what I was saying."
"You're Linda. Why didn't you tell me?"
I did, my dear.
This is a momentous occasion.
Oh, dear,
we must celebrate. Here, have some of this Ryback in milk.
Let us dance like we never
Let
danced before.
Let us dance through the night. You are dancing like you never danced before.
Yes, I have high heels.
All over my feet, too.
Oh, yes.
You're light as a feather. It is gay, this atmosphere.
But
air-conditioned
it's so
comfort.
Hot in here.
Yes, it's air-conditioned.
Let's sit down, David, and talk.
I believe the music is going to stop anyway.
Yes,
yes it was. I guessed right. I can always tell by that fiddle player who leads the band.
You mean Raymond?
Raymond. He always winks before he stops the number.
Excuse me, somebody call me?
No, we didn't, Raymond.
Oh, I just playing the fiddle over here like crazy.
Well, go back and play some more of that gypsy music.
Okay, come on, crazy, to both of us.
Linda, tell me, what have you been doing these past 3 years that we've been apart?
Well, I got a corner on the guava market, for one thing, David.
I see. Where did you go from Midvale Falls?
I made a killing in New York.
You did?
Yes, he was a man about 35.
Did you tell anyone about it?
No. I don't want to go to the police with this thing, David. It's...
It would be a nasty mess to get mixed up in.
It's bigger than me. It's bigger than both of us.
Probably is.
It's bigger than the both of us.
Hey, you two people in here?
Yeah.
I brought in the wrong script.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. I got the script for 3 years from now. You ain't even supposed to be separated yet.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought it was funny, you know.
I did, too.
Yes.
Here's today's script right here.
Oh.
See, you take off. You're sitting at a little house in Riversmouth, and nothing's been happening at all.
Yeah.
And I think Uncle Eugene is upstairs.
Uh-huh.
So take it from there.
Wilco.
We look in on David and Linda today as we left them last week. At the small house in Riversmouth, seated before a crackling fire, toasting.
Oh, David. It's
Linda,
so muggy.
We never could be separated.
Not you and I. We're made for each other.
We will be together always.
Yes, David, sweetheart. We were meant from the very day.
Say, you two kids down there gonna bring my supper up here or not?
Yes, Uncle Eugene, just as soon as I get it ready. We're butchering the hog now.
Uncle Eugene has been in that attic so long, Linda. Don't you think it's time we let him out?
I've let him out. He won't come down.
No, I won't come down.
Well, stay up there, then.
That's what I'm going to do. Stay up here.
All right. Just a moment, please. I hate to interrupt that swell program.
We didn't... quite have time to finish today's episode because...
But I have a commercial here about the charming Magnolia Sturdley that I'd like to read, if I may.
The casino.
Yes. Now, what are you doing this evening, for instance? Isn't it a wonderful night to go for a dinner?
Sure.
Well, up there on the old North Shore.
Sure, you like
by land and...
Intuit. And I know just the spot. Now then, you put down the top or you're over the windows of the car. Then you head for the casino at Magnolia. It's the kind of a drive that sets you up for a glorious evening, too, you know what I mean? You go all along the North Shore, to an turn Route 127 from Salem.
And all the way up there, you can look forward to seeing Sammy Eisen.
That's worth the trip in itself, you
that
know what I mean?
In itself is worth it. If you've seen the mighty Joe Young, you've got to see Sammy Eisen.
Sammy was telling me about the three chefs they have up there.
Three?
Three chefs they have up there.
Three they have?
They have a United Nations... kitchen, he said.
Oh, that's all?
They have a Swiss chef and an Italian chef and a French chef.
Isn't that one?
Mm-hmm. I thought you'd be very interested in hearing that.
I am quite interested in hearing that.
Funny thing,
now,
funny thing, though, the Swiss chef makes up the French pastry and the French chef makes up the smorgasbord. It's one of them things.
The German chef?
They don't have one.
Oh, I thought they did. Who's the other one?
An Italian
What
chef.
Does he make?
Irish potatoes. Well, albeit singular, anyway, the food is great up there. And you can stroll in, slam the door, have a cocktail at the bar, order dinner if you wish, and then you can have, get this, a delicious meal for $1.85. Dance, where the cool ocean breezes join you.
Lapping at your toes.
Yes, there's just no music. like Sammy Eisen's
it's
music.
Beautiful. He gets such rhythm into his dance music. Oh, I could dance to that. You look gorgeous tonight, Grace.
Thanks a lot, Ed. You ain't bad either, you big hunk of thing.
Encore, Sammy, encore. That's so beautiful.
Oh, one more thing. Between dances, be sure to stroll up to the cashier's desk and buy more dance checks.
Between dances, get out if you can.
Huh?
Get out if you can, between dances.
There's never a cover out there, friends.
All the prices, nights, keep away.
All the prices are very reasonable. Oh, and remember, the casino at Magnolia is open for luncheon, too. Those of you who are starving right now and are within a stone's throw of Magnolia, why don't you go on over and have a luncheon? Not a bad idea.
I think it's all ready, you know. They just called up a few minutes ago and said lunch is on the table.
Okay, so you better hurry before it gets cold. The casino at Magnolia.
Salad.
Sunday dinner all day Sunday, too. And a little bit on Monday. So whenever you want a good time, be smart. Go to the casino at Magnolia.
Be sharp.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do? Are you finished with this?
Be sharp.
Feel sharp.
Look sharp. Be the sharpest sturdly ever honed at the casino at Magnolia.
And shave, for goodness sake. You know what I'm going to do tonight?
What?
I am playing baseball at Braves Field tonight with those Hollywood All-Stars.
Yeah, good for you, Bob.
That's going to be quite a show, I understand.
I understand you're going to be playing second base.
I don't know. I'm trying for second base. Whether I'll make it or not, I've got to squeeze out Hopalong Cassidy. He fell in the ocean at Magnolia.
Well, you do that, and I'll squeeze along with Virginia Mayo.
She's not there. It's Virginia O'Brien, I think. Isn't it?
Virginia Mayo?
Is Virginia Mayo there,
sure.
Too? They got a host of stars.
Virginia Mayo.
It's all for the benefit
of the... You'll
feel
good again.
Motion Picture Relief Fund and a local hospital.
Virginia Mayo.
No, this baseball game tonight.
Oh, yes, Virginia Mayo.
Yes.
I'm feeling good again.
And Hopalong Cassidy is the umpire, I
think. Was Virginia Mayo the one that was swimming in the Pacific Ocean and something happened to her swimsuit?
Oh, it couldn't have been Ginny.
And coincidence, there was a photographer there.
And a publicity man.
A publicity man and a Western Union boy to dispatch.
Yeah, and somebody's favorite.
And the story. And somebody with a towel bigger than the Statler Hotel.
Yeah. that was last year, I remember that.
It was this year,
yes, sir, I remember it.
Where have you been, Bob? Down
on vacation.
Down in Cohasset?
Down Nantasket, yeah.
Yeah. Did you get over to Grains like you said you were?
I did. I told you. I was over Friday night.
Oh, did you have anything to eat?
No. I didn't see a sign of food. I got there right at supper time, too.
Honestly?
Not a sign of food, no.
Well, I think they know when somebody's coming. They have somebody in the front room looking down the street all the time. Quick, get the dishes off the table. Somebody's coming up.
Well, I don't know. I saw an electric eye device on their back steps that was aimed across Ken Burma Street. And I think they know when a car breaks that beam, they're coming to Greenhouse.
How about that electric eye?
It keeps winking and blinking all the time. It's driving me.
Bob, you haven't heard this commercial that's coming up next. And now that it's good and hot out, people are going to listen.
Oh, yeah?
It's good and muggy, right, friend? You there sitting
this
at home?
Something for air conditioning.
You bet it is. Now, will you play it, young man?
Select your own weather for office, bedroom, or living room with the sensational new 1949 Philco Room Air Conditioner. Cools in the summer, ventilates in the winter. A Philco air conditioner gives you real air conditioning, the same as you get in the finest theaters and restaurants. It not only cools, dehumidifies, and circulates the air, but it also brings in filtered fresh air from the outside and removes the stale indoor air. Philco air conditioners are quiet, vibrationless, and efficient. Can be easily installed. No plumbing, piping, or special wiring is required. For a limited time only, the air conditioning division of the House of Television is making an amazing offer to introduce Philco air conditioning for every home and office. They will make an air conditioning survey of your home or office free, without any obligation. Usually, this survey costs $5. Either write to Bob or Ray, WHDH, call Richmond 20723, or visit the House of Television, and an appointment will be made for your free Philco air conditioning survey in your home or office. See the Philco air conditioner in operation at the House of Television, 172 Cambridge Street, Boston.
Don't forget to drop a penny postcard to me here at WHDH for more information on the free Philco air conditioning service for your home or office. I thank you.
Luckily, when I got to Green's house, his wife had all of the laundry done.
Oh.
Was out of the way.
Uh-huh.
She does the laundry for everybody down there.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
He makes her do it, I understand.
I know it. And,
She's trying to earn the other sleeve of that fur coat she had to buy last year.
Oh, generous Bill. He has a postcard that was addressed to him. He wants me to read it.
And yes, but that can't be addressed to him. I told him so. It's addressed to William Green, pianist extraordinaire.
Yeah,
and that can't be Green.
Crazy. It says, "Dear sir, it is through..."
Salvi Cavicchio, maybe, but not Green.
"It is through my..." What was that you said, Bob?
I don't know. I'll think it over.
"It is through my untiring efforts," this card says to Green, "that you and Ken Wilson are able to smirk and say, my wife doesn't have to support me. That crud Ray was making vile remarks about you behind your back, turning his few listeners against you. He used his influence to have the hungry trio replace you, and he would have succeeded but for my brilliant strategy of writing into him under several names, begging him to reinstate you."
That's cheating.
"I have started a I Hate Bob and Ray club in my neighborhood, and it's spreading like wildfire. Why don't you say something nasty about Ray on your morning program? As always, I think you are the best musician in the world. Signed, H. Ethelbert Foster."
What morning program is he speaking of? I wasn't
Songs
aware of
Songs of All Nations.
I wasn't
it's on
aware
at 3 a.m., friends.
A show in the morning.
If you'd like to catch the Bill Green show, it's on 3 a.m. every morning, Monday through Tuesday.
Across the board.
Yeah, it's clear across the board. Don't ever miss it.
One
well,
show.
I suppose we ought to listen to these two fellows, huh?
Yes.
What have you got
back,
next?
I suppose they've got a play.
Fish. Oh, yeah.
Little fish in a big pool.
No,
some stirring production type music.
Wonderful.
Oh, Tom, it makes us feel kind of shabby.
Makes us feel like we got to follow that with something.
Don't make it too good, Ken.
Bob and Ray is there. Presenting today, Fiction is Truther Than Strange, with Dr. Edward Bartlett.
Thank you.
Dr. Bartlett, what is our first story for tonight?
The story of a ship called the Chilalnikfun. I hope I don't have to say that again, either.
What happened to this strange mystery ship, Doctor?
It sunk.
And has it been heard of since?
No, it ain't.
Fiction is truther than strange.
That particular ship sunk off Greenland. In very cold water.
We finished with that story, Dr. Bartlett. You're ready for your second one.
Oh, yeah.
Please follow the material you have there before you.
My next truth of them strange fiction
concerns a little boy who disappeared one night in Pennsylvania, Titusville. He was marching down Main Street, down past the George Washington Junior High School, when suddenly the world opened up and swallowed him. Here in the studio this afternoon, we have the world that swallowed him.
How do you do?
It is. It's getting beyond the realm of reason, I might say.
It just proves that truth is stranger than fiction.
Well, sir, doctor, I want to thank you for dropping in this afternoon with you. Another of your interesting stories.
May I come by again sometime?
Please come by again sometime.
Meanwhile, it's goodbye for now, everyone.
Goodbye, meanwhile.
Certainly.
Everyone. Oh, before you go, doctor, that bugle you have with you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Swifty says, see the 10 great races tonight at Wonderland Revere, the home of greyhound racing champions. No, greyhound races.
Oh.
It's a big Monday night show. Post time, first race, 7:45. Daily double closes at 7:30.
What time's the daily double close?
7:30. Oh. If you're vacationing in New England, or if you've never gone greyhound racing, enjoy a new and thrilling experience.
I ain't vacationing in New England, and I ain't never gone. What do I do?
You should enjoy a thrilling experience.
Good.
An evening at Wonderland.
Boy.
It's an evening of fun, speed, and excitement. If you can run fast. Wonderland is America's number one greyhound track. It's beautiful, clean, and well run.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy yourself in surroundings that are bound to please. Revere is near, too, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide, wide highways. Two big floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive.
Isn't that wonderful?
See the champions in action tonight at Wonderland Revere in 10 great races and have a wonderful time.
And tell them we sent you. Well, that's it, Bob.
And, it is, and we've ended 3 minutes early.
And I might say that, boy, you have returned from your vacation just as brown as the inside of a banana.
Mm-hmm.
And you look wonderful.
Feel pretty dapper this afternoon.
Good for you, sir. Mm-hmm. Did you get a lot of fresh air and everything?
A lot of fresh air, I got.
You look better than either
Wilson
or Green,
I'll
say that.
Uh-oh,
mm-hmm. I'm running into
trouble again.
This cheap radio set.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
See,
I won.
Oh, it's delayed.
Just slowed down a little bit.
Well, look, you people out there lining party lines would like to have you make a plan to be here again tomorrow. You know what I mean? We're going to present a bloody tight program.
Make a note of it on the calendar right now, will you?
And we certainly hope you can all make it right after lunch.
Tie a string around your neck so you won't forget.
Good. And pull it tight. And tight. And tight so that your eyes blink.
And wink.
And blink.
And wink.
Pop.
Real murder tomorrow. Tomorrow is mystery day.
You'll hear the man pick up the phone and say,
hello? Yes. Dead.
Yes, that's tomorrow, friends. Tomorrow, boys and girls, when once again we meet up with Matt Neffer, girl intern.
You'll hear Matt say,
hi.
And you'll hear his friend Todd answer,
don't say that to me, wise guy.
That's tomorrow on Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Well, we got another 30 seconds to kill, Bob, because I have a very short announcement. I can kill it like crazy.
That's just the thing to kill it.
Ken Wilson appeared, friends, today at the organ, and Bill Green at the piano.
Ken and Bill's latest picture is at Liggett's. They'll pick them up this afternoon.
So great.
Well, they could play that for hours, you know. He told me that the other day.
Was that so, really?
Sure. Play it for hours and hours.
I wish they'd play from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. Wouldn't cause anybody any trouble that way. It'll be a ball game this afternoon out at Braves Field.
Another one tonight out of Braves Field. There, probably in.
These fellas had stopped playing, I could make
my regular position.
Look, you guys pay
right.
Wait,
that's just let it die.
Could you play one more note, please? This is WHDH in Boston.
Wait a minute. Wilson didn't play.
This is WHDH in Boston. This is WHDH in Boston. This is...